And so you mentioned already machine translation. Can you provide maybe one or more examples of popular use of machine learning?
Yes. So machine learning, search, so I mean search like in Google search, search engines, computer vision, speech recognition. It's used there basically for any kind of classification or prediction. And most companies nowadays have some kind of system there automate some of their decision or predictions. In robotics, it's always, of course, also a field where you have a lot of machine learning models for helping the robot decide what they should do and how they should do it. And so in the industry, machine learning and deep learning are also heavily used. Before it was, you know, statistical models, and machine learning models are further development of this.
You mentioned already some advantages and opportunities of machine learning for society. Can you also mention maybe some more?
One of the main advantages probably that of automation, that it's automating tasks that may be repetitive and uninteresting. Yeah, something that I forgot maybe to mention, but also everything that to do with autonomous or semi-autonomous cars. It's also another example where much of driving is repetitive, is routine. It's about, you know, looking for patterns, basically. And computers are quite good at, you know, recognizing patterns and doing that systematically 24/7, while human drivers are notoriously bad at, you know, keeping track of what's happening on the road for hours and hours on end. So that's another case where automating a process that is more or less routine and repetitive in most cases can be heavily beneficial. Of course, I mean, it's a good case in point because much of what's happening on the road is repetitive, but sometimes you have a complex situation. You have something that is unexpected that happens on the road. And machine learning is based on historical data. It's, you know, learning from what has been seen in the past and trying to generalize from it. But the capacity to generalize is much weaker than what we have, you know, as human individuals. So while we can understand quickly a new situation that unfolds, it's much harder for a computer.